As we said at the beginning of this Mass, the theme of our reflection today says, practice what you preach. The first reading of today, the first reading says, a great king am I, says the Lord of hosts. And now, O priest, this commandment is for you. If you do not listen, if you do not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and of your blessing I will make a curse. Hard saying. The message from the first reading of today, we may think that it is directed only to the priest. But as we all know, we have two forms of priesthood: the ministerial priesthood and the common priesthood of the faithful. The ministerial priesthood refers to the ordained priests of God. And by the virtue of our baptism, we participate in the priesthood of Christ. We also share in his kingship. And we are also, all of us are also prophets. All of us, we are prophets by the virtue of our baptism. So, logically, the message of the first reading of today is directed to all of us, to me and to you. The message of the first reading says that we should do the right thing, teach the right thing. We should avoid teaching things that will lead people astray. And we should practice what we preach. Dear parents, when you tell your children not to lie, to say the truth always, do you sometimes tell lies? When you tell your children not to quarrel at school, do you sometimes quarrel before them? When you tell them not to cheat during exams at school, do you sometimes cheat in your dealings with others? When I preach, as a priest, when I preach to people that they should exercise patience with one another, do I exercise patience with others? When I preach and tell people to forgive one another, do I forgive whenever I am offended? These are some of the questions we should ask today. A man called Matthew Kelly, some of us know him, says that God created us in his own image and likeness. Therefore, we have an outstanding capacity for goodness. Few days ago, someone came to me and presented a problem to me. And she was seeking my opinion. Then I told her to give me some time to pray over it. I reflect over it. This morning, as I was preparing for this Mass, a thought came to me. And that thought says I should present the problem to you, the parishioners of St. Bruno, that you are wise, especially people that come for 9 a.m. Mass. And you are also spiritual. So please permit me to present this question. After the question, I would like one or two persons to air their opinions on the problem so that I have something to give this woman as an answer. Now, this is the question and this is the problem. You are a married woman and have lived with your husband for 15 years. In your 50 year of marriage, the behavior of your husband changed. And this is a problem. You are working and earning good income. Your husband is also working and earning good income. But your husband has refused to contribute anything towards the upkeep of the family. You take care of the children, you pay the bills, you clothe them, you pay their school fees, but your husband refused to contribute anything towards the upkeep of the family. He earns interesting income, but spends his money outside. Now the question is this: if you were this woman, what will you do in order to see that you have peace in your heart? So I would like one or two persons, please, I would like you to give your own opinion on this. Let us be very sincere. We are in front of God. Honestly, yeah. Be very, very sincere in your answer. There is no yes or no answer. Just, I want to get your opinions, please. The woman first. Anybody? Good.
Father, have they gone to therapy to try and... Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's the first thing. Try and, you know, go to therapy and see if they can work it out with a religious therapist. If not, Father, to be very honest with you, I would give him his walking papers.
Okay, thank you very much. Another person? Okay. You have to explain to me what is working papers. I don't know that.
So, Father, you asked for my sincere opinion. Sincere opinion, I would immediately seek the opinion of the priest.
But the issue is that the woman has reported her husband to the priest, to her pastor. And the pastor says, please exercise patience with your husband. She has reported her husband to her parents and to her in-laws. They all said the same thing. Exercise, things will be better in future. But today things are not getting better, but worse. That is the situation now. So any other person? Oh, what of the men? At least one person. One person from the men. You must say something. Oh, do you want to say something? Please, one person, you don't disappoint me. Yeah, thank you. From the man, then we close.
She needs a lawyer.
Okay. Now, you all have answered well. But I have a problem. If you were to present the same question to Jesus, what do you think that Jesus will answer you? Will that be the same thing you have answered now? If you were to present the same question to Jesus in prayer, do you think that the answer you will receive from Jesus will be the same? Why?
Because Jesus is so patient and loving.
And we are not patient enough. But we have to do the will of God. Eh? We have to do the will of God, not our own will. Isn't it? That is the answer. You have to do the will of God. I understand all of us are human beings, but Sometimes let us present our problem to Jesus in prayer and listen to him. Lawyers will not solve every problem. The therapist will not solve all our problems. This person will solve our problems, and he will tell you what to do, and things will be better.